Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are your ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week throughout the season on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league. First of all, I want to say welcome back. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate in America. I know it certainly was a nice little day off for us here in the league.
Yeah, and no rest for hockey, though. We keep going right along. And a big weekend this weekend, actually, out in Utah, as we'll have ECHL history. Sydney Harris will become the first female referee to officiate games in the ECHL. We've had lines women before, but the first referee, she'll be working the Grizzlies-Mavericks games this weekend. So that's definitely an exciting thing to look forward to here this weekend.
Really exciting milestone here for Sydney and Utah. Be sure to keep an eye out on social media. We will be posting a little pregame interview with her and then also some other content that we get throughout the game. So just make sure to keep an eye out for that. And then also we have coming up starting on December 10th, we'll be doing with Dash a 13 days until Christmas. So we'll be launching more jerseys. Each day, it'll be two teams per day that we're launching, and we'll make sure to keep you posted on social media here.
And a lot of teddy bear tosses coming up this weekend, too, so some great videos, I'm sure, to come from those exciting goals that are scored.
Yeah, great way to give back to the community during, you know, the Christmas season, the holidays. So, as always, just keep posted with our podcast or social media, and you'll see everything that's going on around here.
And on today's episode, we're joined by Connor Millimick of the Rapid City Rush. Great story, which we'll get into with him. His dad played for the Idaho Steelheads back in the day when he was younger, and he made his pro debut with them last season and now in his first full season with Rapid City. So some fun stuff with Connor, and let's hear what he has to say. All right, on today's edition of ECHL Ice Level, we're joined by Connor Millimick of the Rapid City Rush. Connor, we thank you for joining us today, and about 2 months now into your first full pro season, and how's it been going for you? You had a little bit of a taste of last year, but your first full taste of pro hockey in Rapid City, how's it been going for you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, and it's been going good so far. I'm loving it down here, like the city a lot, suits me well with the good fishing it has around, and love the guys on the team so far. Fans have been great, and it's been nice.
Awesome. So following your college career here, getting ready to play with Idaho in 21 season games as of last year, how important was that for you as a hockey player to prepare you for this full season that you're in now?
Yeah, it was good. Coming in and college and pro are very different games, very different styles. College, you play 35 games a year. You're practicing a lot, lots of team meetings. You're in the weight room constantly. So, and then making the shift over to Idaho right away was not much of a shock, but it was just completely different. Had to adjust schedules, but definitely getting in those games with Idaho, it opened a lot. They were a really good team last year. We went to the lost to KC in the second round, who also had a very good team, and it prepared me a lot. I got to see they had a lot of good players on that team I got to learn from, and the coaching staff was also really great there. And coming in to this year, I had offseason, had lots to think about, learned a lot, and took it into this year full swing, and so it's been nice so far.
How special was it for you last year getting to make your pro debut with the Steelheads, a team that obviously your dad had a lot of success for, was team captain, won a Kelly Cup, has jersey number retired and hanging on the wall there at the arena. So it had to be pretty special, meaningful for you to make your debut with that same team he had so much success with.
Yeah, it was great. Grew up there for 10-11 years. Don't remember much of my dad playing. He retired in 06 when I was 6 years old, but I still got remember glimpses of it. But it was awesome, you know, seeing my dad's name up there. I remember my freshman year, I went back to Boise spring break. I didn't watch a Steelheads game since I lived there. And I knew right away, like, this, that was definitely a place I wanted to play some games in before my pro career ended. And I got to do that right away, which was awesome. Had all my buddies there too that came out to every game as much as they could. Parents were always there, and it was great. The fan, it was awesome seeing some of the older school fans that grew up watching my dad play as well, and then being able to see me come in. And I had a lot of really cool connections with some of the fans there, and it was just a great all around experience.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool story there. Getting to experience some same fans that, you know, your dad did with Idaho back there. Yeah. So along the lines of your professional career, how was the very first game that you played in with the Steelheads? And what were just, you know, the feelings of all that? And walk us through, we know you were in a fight that first game. So
yeah.
How were emotions that game?
They were pretty high. I was obviously pretty nervous, but I just had to think of it as another game. You know, obviously with the role I have in pro, it involves fighting and throwing my body around out there. So I didn't want to think too much of getting into a fight before that series versus Tulsa. Even though it happened, I wanted to kind of show my coach that I could also play the game and keep up with these guys, and just let it come naturally, which it did. But I felt I was prepared for it. Obviously nervous is just get out there, get the first couple of shifts out of the way. That was the most important thing, making sure I'm laying body out there, getting into the game, talking lots with the guys. And then it also helped a lot with the captains there. Kind of took me under their wing. I sat next to Will Merchant, who was an older guy there, and he was fantastic. Sat next to him in the locker room, and he just kind of explained everything to me and told me to relax and, you know, just enjoy it.
This offseason, you obviously signed an AHL contract with Calgary, so congratulations on that. And then you go to Rapid City, and you get to play for Scott Burt, who obviously was teammates with your dad in Idaho. So a lot of familiarity there, too, and it has to be nice to have a familiar face and a guy who knows your family very well.
Birdie's awesome, and it's just funny how it all worked out, because my dad and Birdie were pretty close when they played. They lived pretty close to each other as well when they were in Boise. And after college last year, Birdie also was reaching out, trying to sign me. And then obviously I decided to go with Idaho. But love Birdie. His passion for the game is unmatched. He loves talking a lot. And you can just tell that he really cares for the team and about winning. And it's been great playing for Birdie, you know. He's been teaching me what kind of running me through what I need to do as a player. He does this with everyone too. It's not just me. He's not picking favorites. Like, he cares, really, just really cares about guys, you know, kind of preparing them for what they need to do, how they need to play. And it's been great so far.
So prior to your professional career here, we know that you played in juniors and then also went on to the NAHL. So just walk us through those beginning days in your career.
Yeah, I was, grew up in Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and then played 1 year juniors there. That league didn't get as a whole lot of exposure in terms of getting for the NCAA, and I knew going over to the North American League was definitely a big step I needed to take to get to that level. And I loved my time in Austin there. Had a same thing, great coach, great billets, great teammates, and playing 3 years there really definitely developed a lot, prepared me for college, and then, yeah.
And then segueing into your college career, you went to University of Alaska Fairbanks. What was it that drew you there? And then obviously you said you're a big fisherman, so I'm sure the outdoors aspect played into it a little bit, but what was it like playing hockey and living and going to school in Alaska?
Yeah, Fairbanks, it's up north. Lot gets a lot more colder. It's very dark there. My mom also grew up. She's from Anchorage, and my dad played for the Seawolves in Anchorage too. So I have some family up there. But I enjoyed it. Being an independent team, being on the road a lot, I grew. The team was super close there. So it was great to see that. By far the closest team I played for up till that point out of juniors in college. And it was definitely a different experience than other college teams get, you know, 3-week road trips, still in school, on the road. So it's a lot of accountability you got to hold for yourself, getting your schoolwork done and still being prepared for games. But I love that both places, Fairbanks and Niagara. And Fairbanks was definitely a special place too. Not a whole lot goes on there. So hockey is definitely a big part. They got a junior team there as well. And there's a lot of support we get. So I enjoyed my time up in Fairbanks for sure.
So after Fairbanks, you went to Niagara, Buffalo, New York. What led you to making that huge move across the country and then also just to a different college?
Yeah, a lot of different things went on there as well. My brother was also in Duluth, and he was looking for a new spot. I had an old teammate playing Niagara, and I kind of reached out to him beforehand. I just kind of asked him what it's like there. And you put in a good word to the coach for me and my brother, and then it worked out perfectly for the both of us to play with each other. I mean, it's been since youth hockey, since we were on the same team. And being with my brother definitely was a big factor in it. Wanted to play with him and was only seeing him in the summertime for short periods. And it was just a great move for the both of us to make.
We kind of mentioned it. Fighting is kind of a big part of your game. Was it tough for you to make that adjustment to college where it's not permitted? And then you jumped right back in. We said you got in that fight in the first game. So how tough was it for those three seasons playing college hockey?
Yeah, you couldn't
drop the gloves.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, college is a lot of penalties are called, you know, every big hit, there's a delay of the game. They got to review it. Lots of 5 minutes get handed out. And that ultimately was impacting my ice time a little bit because my coaches didn't think it was necessarily stupid penalties, but the refs are looking for that. So they would often skip over me to make sure that's not happening, putting the team down for 5 minutes. That's why I also left a year early, only played out my junior year. And after that, I just figured, like, this is got my 3 years of developing. You know, I want to move on to pro and play more of my game. And that's what I decided to do in long talks with my dad and then long talks with the coaches from Idaho as well, and decided to make that move.
So that first fight in your first pro game, was it a little bit of nerves since it's been a few years since you had an actual fight, or did it just kind of come natural to you?
Not so much nerves because it wasn't planned out or anything. It just happened during the game. I threw a hit, and a guy came up to me, and it was in the moment. So you don't really think about it when it happens that quick. And wasn't much of a fight. Guy went down pretty early and not many punches were thrown, but still it was nice to get it out of the way. All right, there's your first one. Don't got to worry about trying to find that first one anymore. And now you can just play.
Yeah. So coming off of, obviously right now you're mid your first full professional season. Would you say there's any memorable moments so far that you've had, whether that be during playoffs with the Steelheads or now with the Rush?
Yeah. I'd have to say so far it was going and playing playoffs last year, being able to hop in for 11 regular season games and then go right in the playoffs and also play every game. That's definitely my most memorable experience I've had in my short time in pro. It was just cool to be able to – I got to play playoffs twice last year in college. We lost out and going over to Idaho and playing in playoffs again. Not many people get to have that feeling again, playoffs and twice in one season. So it was nice playing in Allen and then going to Kansas City. They had a really nice barn and they packed it in, and it was cool seeing that atmosphere as well. And then obviously Idaho brings the juice every game they had. So it was just unique playing in front of those crowds.
Yeah. I know too, earlier you mentioned Will Merchant. You were kind of brought under his wing when you were there with the Steelheads for this regular season games and then also playoffs. So, you know, we see that atmosphere just a little bit in ECHL Unfiltered. We kind of see them, you know, they're a family. So how was it coming in as someone new during, you know, the highest intensity of the season?
Yeah, obviously, like I mentioned, it was a little bit nervous coming in, you know, playing with guys, you know, that late in the season that you don't know. But that was the main thing. Every team, you know, that's successful needs to have a good leadership group. And that's what Idaho had. And I mean, sitting next to Merch, he definitely helped a lot more having him in my ear and, you know, helping me out. And then they had other guys, AJ White, Matt Register, that were there as well, helping me out going through systems. So it was nice. It just makes you feel a lot more comfortable in those situations.
Yeah. And how would you say you've adjusted so far with the Rush and just how is, you know, the atmosphere of that team and the arena and the fans?
Yeah, I've adjusted great here. Like I said earlier, I like the city and it's got the outdoor lifestyle, which I like. And then in terms of the boys on the team, we clicked right away. Everyone did. I mean, everyone's super close with each other. It's a close team. Just from what I've heard, there's in pro hockey, there's some teams have cliques, you know, a lot of teams aren't super close, and that wasn't the case for this team. And then the fans, I saw the support right away when we kind of had our opening lineup announced. We did it in the rink here, and good show of fans came, interacted with them after, did some events with them as well. And this town really cares about hockey, and you see it online, you see it in person. They really care, and that's definitely huge. And this, just also with the staff here, the staff is super supportive. You know, everyone's got each other's backs, and it's been great so far.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Well, that's a perfect bridge into some of our fans' questions that they dropped for us on social media. The first one we got is, do you have a favorite Rush teammate?
Got a couple of them in mind. I'll say Ryan Wagner is probably my least favorite. Put that out there.
Shout out.
Yeah, I'll shout him out. He likes to run his mouth a lot, so we'll leave it at that. He's my least favorite. In terms of some of my more favorite guys, some of the more unique guys on the team is also Ryan Wagner. He's up there. We got Denny Gore, our youngest guy. He's a little rat off the ice too, on the ice. Charles Martin, our French guy we got. He's a unique character. He's funny. Brett Davis. A lot of guys go into that mix of unique and a little bit more crazy guys and different personalities, but they're all great.
Do you have a favorite visiting arena to play in when you guys are traveling?
Yeah, so we've been so far Tulsa, Wichita, and Idaho. Might be missing one, I'm not sure. But so far on the road, it's been this year probably playing in Idaho because they've had the most, obviously got the ties there. It's been my favorite spot to play on the road this year. But last year, Kansas City was an awesome place to be just with the atmosphere they had and the amount of fans that showed up, big rink. And they had a good team, all the hype behind them. So that was probably my favorite place to play in so far in Kansas City.
Next question we have is, who is your favorite NHL player or just someone that you grew up watching?
Yeah, Chris Neal, for sure. I mean, you can probably put two of them together, similar style. I liked watching him, and I also liked just watching his antics on the ice. It's not – you don't have to be effective during the play, but even outside the play, you know, kind of poking that guy, he's getting under people's skin. Love watching him play. He was definitely my favorite player growing up. But I was a big Vancouver fan when I was younger, and I liked watching Ryan Kessler and Kevin Bieksa too. Those were two guys that I loved to watch because same thing, both guys who can play the game and have that that side to them where they can rough it up a bit.
Have you come across a favorite tour spot or a place to hang out in the Black Hills yet?
Yeah, I've been over been to some fishing spots. So far, the Spearfish Canyon has been my favorite. It's crazy. Once you're in Rapid, no trees in the city. It's flat. You can kind of see past it. But once you drive outside of it for a bit, it turns into beautiful areas. And Spearfish has definitely been my favorite spot to go to so far.
We kind of already touched on this one that someone asked, but how did it feel during your first game in Boise playing against the team you grew up cheering for? Were there any conflicting feelings or strictly business?
Yes. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of feelings involved. Before our first game, I went out there when they were on doing their pregame skate, talked to some of the guys, talked back to the coaches, caught up a bit. But once the game time happened, it was obviously strictly business, but I just felt a lot more comfortable playing in that arena than I do on the road in other places. And it was awesome to be back. It felt weird, you know, playing there last year, and then, you know, we had it there pretty early in the year, so it felt like, damn, I was just here, and now I got people cheering against me. So it was definitely a bit of a different feeling, but strictly business going into that road trip.
Who was the best player you played against in college?
Matthew Nyes, for sure. We played against him my freshman year when he was in Minnesota, and obviously seeing his success in the NHL now with the Leafs, so I'd have to say him.
Next question here. Would you rather get a Michigan goal or between the legs?
Fun fact, I actually did score a between the legs goal in college against Denver, so I will probably say Michigan now to say I've done both.
Yeah. And then our last question, is there a team in the ECHL you either really look forward to playing or you don't look forward to playing when you see them on the schedule?
Yeah, no teams that I don't look forward to playing against. I always look forward to playing against the top teams in the standings. So when Kansas City came to town here, I was looking forward to that as well. They were a good team. Was able to test ourselves, and then also the whole hockey world seen it when Garrett Klotz fought Amesbury, the whole team, the whole league knew that was happening, so we were just looking forward to that moment. And obviously hats off to both guys there. They put on an epic fight for the fans, and so far it's been Kansas City.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us today, Connor. I'm sure everyone else was excited to hear from you too, as you're still here in your first season, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Again, thanks to Connor for joining us. Some great stories there from him getting to make his pro debut in the same place his dad played and won a championship, and always good to hear those stories. So thanks to Connor for joining us for a few minutes today. We all appreciate everyone out there listening and watching our podcast as always as well. We'll see you for next week's episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. Follow us on social media at ECHL Hockey on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and ECHL on X. Enjoy the games this weekend, everybody.